Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Reports of illegal dumping have been on the rise since the start of COVID-19 pandemic, and we've been reflecting that here on the programme because every few days we are sent messages and pictures of occurrences right throughout the county, and there seems to be no end in sight to the scourge of fly tipping. For more on this, I'm glad to be joined now by a gentleman who's a regular contributor to the show from lovely Clochjordan. Bonnie Hayes is with me. Bonnie, good morning to you.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, but I was struck by a picture that you put up online the other night. Is it from the Kilrowan area?
No, Fran. It's the Kilrowan. Kilrowan is on the Nina side of Clochjordan. This place is Kilrowan, K-I-L-L-U-R-A-N-E. Is on the old Bor Road out of Clochjordan, the other side of the Clochjordan village.
Ah, right. I see. And tell me about the find that you made there, because it's just unbelievable.
Well, this is the fourth find I've made down there, Fran. I walk down there regularly, and maybe 3 years ago, I found a couch, two armchairs, that kind of stuff. And I got so curious, I went through it with gloves, and I found three pieces of correspondence.
And you won't name names for me or anything?
No, not at all. Handed over to the council, and they looked after the matter from there. Since there has been old silage wrapped down to farmers, dumped down there as well. That has been removed also, in fairness to everybody. See, part of this land is owned by Creelshire.
Yeah.
Because there's a wood there, and it's a lovely parking area, and that's where that was done. But on Saturday last, my younger son, Sean, here, was out for a walk. Once you go off the road, it's about a mile of a lane, a lovely, well-maintained lane down to Kilrowan, and we go there for a walk. It's very safe. You can let the dog off the lead, and he'll run along there with you.
Mm.
And he came back, and he told me, he says, there's more stuff. You'll love what I'm going to tell you now, he says, but there's more dumping done down there, so I went down to investigate, and as you can see by the photo, it's children's toys. It's like little cars that you sit on and push yourself along, plastic stuff. Little girls' prams, as I said, a crutch, and an amplifier.
You said there might be a miracle because you found one crutch there. So
absolutely, man. Absolutely. It was absolutely... some of it's just thrown into a drain. Now, what they did this time was, the parking area, as we say, and the roadway from there on is a little rougher, but you can walk it. So they went in about 100 yards further, and it's a little more hidden, so they dumped in there this time, however, It's absolutely most annoying, Fran, it really is.
So it's obviously somebody who knew the area.
Oh, yeah, they would have to know the area, yes, correct, Fran, they would have to know the area, yeah.
And did you tell me there was a guitar amplifier there?
Yeah, small little one, Fran, yeah.
God almighty.
Yeah. I see Fran down the road here. I walk down the road here regular, and it is about 2 years ago. Our neighbours here, we all clean up maybe half a mile each side from one cross to another. And down the road here one morning, I found two electric kettles with the bases, and up on top of the ditch was a clothes horse, for drying clothes. Mm. Throwing this stuff on the side of the road is unbelievable.
You'd wonder about the mindset of that, wouldn't you?
You would, and you'd wonder those people, what their own homes, maybe their own homes are spotless because of this. This is, I don't know, I sometimes think about it that way.
Yeah, and when you went through, the most recent find, did you find any indication as to who the culprit might be?
None whatsoever.
No.
My son went back down, Sean went back down with gloves too and went through it, and no, it's just the toys, as I said, toys that were just, it's mostly toys and the crutch and the amplifier and stuff like that.
And Bonnie, the last time you gave information to the authority about this, was there anybody brought to book?
I don't know, Fran. I remember the litter warden at the time telling me that he said this will cost him, now firstly he said it will cost him €150 to get this cleaned up. And he said a prosecution may follow.
Mm.
I didn't know. I didn't hear anything after that, Fran. I don't know. Mm.
Because the only thing that will make people think twice about this is if they're brought to court or if they're named and shamed,
Oh, absolutely. And, I noticed another thing down there, and I don't know how long it has happened there. When I had the litter warden down there, he put up signs all over the place. In fairness, he did. He's done a very good job in it.
Mm.
But all those signs now are gone. They're all missing. All of a sudden, the signs have been removed. The litter, you know, warning people against littering and the fines and all that.
Are you serious?
They're all removed, yeah. They're gone. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's a lovely area because there's further development to go on down there. It's very close to the boardwalk for Skahabai Bog. As the crow flies, and they intend going across that way to extend the boardwalk and make it one huge big walk. And this is where people have decided in the parking area to throw their stuff. You know, it's a pet hate of mine is this rubbish thing being dumped in places. And you go along the side of the road, I see people responding to me here on Facebook and with bags up the road here on the old Borough Road in the other direction. A lady got on to me the other morning and she said, while out from work and the other morning, I found two bags here stuck, thrown in a ditch here. You know, just two bags of rubbish. Someone just opens the boot and it's gone, you know.
It's just incredible. Already, as you can imagine, I see the screen lighting up in front of me with, you know, other examples of places that are destroyed by this sort of thing. How frustrating. You're one of these people, Bonnie, who you go out and you clean up after these people. Like, how frustrating is that, though?
That's just incredible, Fran. Mother Inney Church here is very close to me here, and there's a little lay-by off it, just the old road, as we call it, just going off there. And I found two plastic bags, very heavy bags. When I lifted the bags, they were very heavy. So I brought them home and contained two bags of nappies, children's nappies.
Dirty nappies, I presume?
Yes, absolutely.
My God.
Two bags left at the church, just at the church gate, you know. I mean, anyone that does that, I don't know. I don't understand the mindset of that type of person, to be honest with you, you know.
Have you any thoughts on how to combat this, the big picture of this, like in terms of, you know, bins or litter? Or have you any thoughts on that?
I spoke to somebody the other day, Fran, we were talking about this matter, and I just said if somebody could come up with, I don't know, some kind of an invention, I don't know how, but they would become millionaires, like whether it be everything you buy is coded or something, I don't know. If you could come up with something like that, you'd be a millionaire. Because I see down the road here, we have the stuff, when you come off the motorway, you have the fast food stuff being thrown on the side of the road and the cans and all that. I suppose that's fairly, I won't say normal, but sadly, that's the way things are at the moment. I wonder when they throw the thing out the window of the car, do they ever think, well, what's going to happen now? Does it worry them? I don't know. It's just the same with a guy here. Someone goes up and down the road here and throws out the daily newspaper, you know, and it flitters along the road. You know, it goes into pieces. But it's thinking of getting rid of the newspaper.
I remember that Councillor Hughie McGrath, Nina, was able to tell me how long it takes a pizza to be eaten as you leave Nina town because he was able to find the boxes constantly.
Absolutely.
2 miles from the town, so it takes that length of time to eat a pizza.
Same here, friend. Same here.
Has COVID made it worse? Are you finding masks and...
Yes, absolutely, Fran. Yeah, masks and gloves and stuff like that. Yeah, correct. Yeah. We were there on the stairs, hanging in the bushes in the ditches as well, yeah.
And I wouldn't mind, we've never had more education in terms of, you know, throwing away plastics and that.
I know, Fran, yeah. I know, and I see it here. I have a kind of a lawn here, living near the road, and there's a piece of grass outside that I look after and I mow it. Actually, I find cans on that and I find bottles and I find a kind of the greaseproof paper of, you know, the food you buy at a deli counter and that's just thrown on the grass there and you pick it up and what else can you do? Like, you're not going to stay looking at it there, you know, but I suppose, I don't know, as I said, I wonder how these fellas think, you know, is it I'll throw it out the window and some fool walking along the road will pick it up and take it away with them, you know.
And of course the trouble is, how do you police that? It's impossible, isn't it?
Virtually impossible. And I mean, I know the litter warden, and he's doing they're doing great jobs, and the man that I dealt with there, but they're really swimming against the tide, you know.
Yeah.
They are.
And do you think that there's enough policing, though, of it in terms of finding these people? Or
you go back to what you said a while ago, Fran. If some of those people, when you find evidence, if they're not prosecuted,
yeah,
that's not good. You know, you need to make an example of some of those people, and then maybe someone might think twice about, you know. Another idea might be have a periodic camera up here and there, you know what I mean? And move the car. You can get those cameras down. You can move them from place to place, you know. Some of them are solar, some are battery operated.
Yeah, but, they'll just move on to some other.
You might be lucky enough to pick up someone, and if they see a sign up where a periodic CCTV is in operation, we have to start somewhere, because there's really nothing being done about it seriously at the moment. It really isn't.
A listener says, I know Bonnie, I'm from Clochjordan myself. I found a few bags of rubbish at Madrini Cemetery the other day. I go there to visit my parents' grave. Recently lost my dad Christmas week, and he's buried there. So,
that's where I found the nappies now. That's the grave there.
It's the same place, is it?
Yeah, that's the same place. It's a great dumping ground because there are a few trees there, and when they start to come into leaf now, that is lovely hiding place in the back of my nobody would see you leaving out your bags there. Lovely hiding spot.
So there's cover there, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
James Hogan was on to us as well, listening to your speaker talking about dumping from the end of September to the end of October. The dumping that goes on in the council field in St. John's in Carrickinshire is just unbelievable. And we heard more about dumping around Carrickinshire recently as well. There's no town that doesn't suffer from this in some fashion, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely not, Fran. Absolutely. Yeah. It's not just Clochjordan or anywhere around it. It's everywhere. And I hear it on your show regularly.
Yeah. But it's just the brass neck of them. I mean, another listener on to say, I love the show, Fran. Somebody dumped a load of old curtains and blinds on the Drang and Clunin Road. Dirty, rotten individuals, it says here. But they'll dump everything, washing machines and...
Well, the mattress is a great thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
The
mattress
on the side of the road. And it looks so good. It's
terrible. Terrible.
Somebody has to come and somebody has to be paid to come and take that. But that aspect of it doesn't bother those people at all, you know. It's just, they pass there a few days later and it's gone, and it's grand or happy as Larry, you know. Someone took my mattress and it's gone, you know. Or a washing machine. Yeah, we've all seen those too.
If the dumping of them was free in a proper setup, though, Bonnie, would that be?
I don't think so, Fran, to be honest with you, because I take a lot of stuff into Nina. I have a recycling centre in Nina. A lot of that stuff is free, and if you have to pay, it's only a miserly €5 maybe.
Right.
And I know some of the guys working there, I know some of them quite well, and they tell me that the whinge, you know, about why people have to pay €3 or €5 is incredible.
But something like a mattress or something is pretty expensive, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think it's €25.
Yeah, it probably would be, yeah. It would. But still, Fran, I mean, you know, though some of those people would spend that otherwise.
Yeah, sure, I know.
Without thinking, it costs a thought.
No. It's interesting. Well, look, sorry for your trouble there, Bonnie, and fair play to you for being one of these marvellous people who go out and you pick up after them, but you must be cursing them at times, you know.
Listen, it's not just me, friend.
I know.
Around here and around the county and the country, going out every day as citizens and, you know, you couldn't walk by and stay looking at it, you know what I mean?
I know. Of course.
There are lots of people doing that, you know.
And again, without giving me a name, did you know the person that you were able to identify through the documentation? Did you know that person?
I did.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And the same person dumped the plastic wrap after two loads of plastic wrap on two different years. It's the same person.
My God.
But I know proof for that, but I know it was.
Anyway, listen.
You know, you have plastic wrap. It never decays, and you know, it's there forever. And one load was thrown into a drain.
I got it.
And the other was thrown in the centre of the car park area. Tipped up off a trailer and drove away.
All right, Bonnie. Well, listen, look after yourself. And good to talk to you today. Thanks. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you, Bonnie. Bye-bye to you now. That's Bonnie Hayes there. Lovely Clochjordan again, plagued by fly tipping and by dumping and the likes of it as well. Let me see. There's lots coming into us on this. Seemingly, there's a mattress on the old road into Cashel, just abandoned there. Fran, people living alone pay some same money for bin collection as a large family. My bin only goes out once a month, not every fortnight, says Teresa on 083 311 3311.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call Tip today on 1-800-938-007. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Facon, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Facon, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.